In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed are you. Blessings to the poor. Blessings to those who mourn. Blessings to the meek. Blessings to those who hunger and thirst. Blessings to the merciful. Blessings to the pure in heart. Blessings to the peacemakers. Blessings to the persecuted. Blessings to those who are reviled. Blessed. Blessings to you. Blessing is the most powerful word in the Bible. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, the very first thing God does after creating humankind is to bless them. God blesses Adam and Eve and says, "Be fruitful and multiply." God blessed them, and thus began the long story of blessing all the rest of us. At Genesis chapter 12, when God called Abraham to be a father of faith, God said, "I will bless you so that you will be a blessing." With that great proclamation, God set in motion a whole family of blessing, a family which would one day contain all sorts of sons and daughters of Abraham. Every child of Abraham, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, every child of Abraham is meant to be a blessing in this world. Every child of Abraham, Hindu and Buddhist and Confucian too, for every child of faith is a child of Abraham. Every child is meant to be a blessing in this world. To follow God, to follow Abraham, is to bless. In the book of Numbers, chapter 6, toward the end of Moses' mighty life and ministry, the Lord says, "Thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.'" In the Psalms, blessings occur in both good times and bad times, in both joyful times and sad times. And at Psalm 103, the psalmist sums it all up with the great words, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me bless his holy name." Blessings to humanity, but blessings to God too. When we bless God, we bring the journey of blessing full circle back to the originator of blessing. Our gospel for today, this passage from Matthew, joins other scriptures as one of the grand blessing parties of the Bible. We call this set of verses the Beatitudes, the blessings. Jesus gathers his disciples together up on a mountain, and he conducts a blessing meeting. He looks out over the crowd and he sees, what does he see? What does Jesus see when he looks out over humanity? Well, he sees what any of us would see if we take an honest look. He sees people who are poor, people who are mourning, people who are meek and persecuted. He sees people trying to make peace, trying to be merciful. And he sees people who are scorned and reviled. He sees us, all of us. Jesus doesn't see only the high and mighty, the rich and the powerful. He sees the lowly. Jesus sees you and me. And Jesus blesses that crowd which represents all of humanity. Jesus enjoys blessing all people, but especially the poor and the persecuted, those who mourn and those who have mercy and those who make peace. The Beatitudes are Jesus's blessing meeting. Blessings to you. This particular Christian church, the Cathedral of St. Philip, is saying that too. We are a blessing church, trying to bless like God blesses. We want to bless like Jesus blesses. Of course, some of us have gotten into trouble trying to bless like God blesses. We have blessed civil rights, reproductive rights, gay and lesbian rights, and we will continue to do so. And we will continue in this Christian church to bless the poor and the persecuted, especially those forced to flee their own countries, persecuted for righteousness' sake. In the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, the prophet sees a vision of the kingdom of heaven. He says, I looked out and I saw a great multitude that no one could count, from all tribes and peoples and languages. That is to say, they are not just Christians in this vision. They are all the people of God, all blessed by God, all welcomed by God. They've come out of persecution, and yet they are singing. They are singing, blessing, blessing, blessing be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Yeah, heaven itself is a place of blessing and for blessing. But it takes practice. And that's why we practice blessing here on earth. That's why we practice heaven on earth. Many of you know that I bless the Peachtree Road Race year after year on the 4th of July, when as many as 60,000 people run or walk past our church within 3 hours. In that wondrous event, we are blessing all sorts and conditions, all of humanity, every tribe and people and language. Blessings to Muslims, assalamu alaikum. Blessings to Jews, baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu. Blessings to Christians, benedicite Deus. To Hindus, to Buddhists, to atheists, to agnostics, God blesses each and every one of us. Dios les bendiga. Beatitudes of blessing. It may be that the most important thing we do in life is bless people. Blessing is the most important thing we can do in life. Certainly, the most important thing we do with children is bless them. The most important thing a parent ever does is bless a child. And we're meant to do it over and over again. For we are the children of Abraham, the children of blessing. Each of us reproduces what our elders show us. We copy our elders. From our faithful elders, we learn how to reproduce blessing. And now it's our joy to pass that blessing on to the next generation. When we bless children, we are helping them grow into men and women. Blessing enables growth. If you want the person beside you to grow spiritually, bless them. When we bless others, they learn how to bless too. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, the merciful, the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are you, all of you, the children of Abraham and children of God. Amen.